T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you can't go wrong with debating best movie lines of all time, and that's where Shane has gone this morning with his Cindio Twitter question. I don't even know, Jacob, how you come up with 4 and put them out there. There are so many good ones.
That was the thing to me, is how do you pick what goes actually in the poll?
I don't know. I mean, but he did. So your Cindio Twitter question for the day, what's your favorite movie line of all time? It's brought to you by Cindio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. You can vote at KFH Radio. Feel free to retweet it. Go ahead and make my day. Say hello to my little friend. Life is like a box of chocolates, or I'll be back. So the good news here is that they're all getting pretty much equal time. Go ahead and make my day, which of course is Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, 35% of the vote. Life is like a box of chocolates at 25%. Say hello to my little friend and I'll be back, both with 20% of the vote at this time. As you can imagine, this really spawned quite a thread of suggestions. What's your favorite of all time, Jacob?
Bruce, I go to one of my all-time favorite movies, maybe my favorite movie. Man, you're one pathetic loser. No offense.
Well, yes, I hear you. It is, everybody's got one or two or three. How about my favorite? And I, by the way, we'll get to the thread here in just a moment. A lot of people going with Caddyshack, which
really
may speak to all of us, you know, a little bit. That's our common denominator. We go to Caddyshack. But I did love Judge Smales talking to Danny. I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber, didn't want to do it, felt like I owed it to them. That's my favorite line out of Caddyshack.
There, look, it's almost like what genre provides the best quotables. Shane, you can sort of see, I think, in his choices, is an action flick guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mean the options there would tend to indicate that, and then a Forrest Gump throw in. I'm more of a one-liners come from the great comedies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The threads that I've seen have spiraled into one-liners from Tombstone, which is a great one.
Well, our buddy Jeffrey Parsons started that one. That's one of his all-time favorites.
And it's a good movie. It's a great movie.
It is.
And the thing
fabulous.
Is, I've gotten... See, so my one-liners and my ability to provide them stopped in probably like the year, I don't know, 2000, 2001.
Right.
Because I just haven't watched movies that way anymore. You worked with a couple of them. I worked with Jen Bates way back in the day. They would quote the most obscure things. And I,
she,
like,
and Grant Meach together,
and I would just,
the two,
like,
of them.
Like, was that a movie thing? Like, what did I miss here?
I would look at them with total confusion because I had not a great deal of context. And every now and then I would recognize something they were saying. I think that they enjoyed holding that over me, to be really honest with you.
I'm sure that they did. It's now, Bruce, now that I'm, you know, and now that I'm entering that territory of being out of the loop on everything, it's music now for me.
Yeah.
Like, everybody talks about music, and like, I don't know who these people are, what they're talking about, and like, who are, and you watch the Grammys, and you're like, what?
I don't even know who half the people are.
Who is that? I just learned about who Brandi Carlile was. Bruce, Brandi Carlile, she played that song at the Grammys, blew me away. I'm like, who is this? And I find out she's, you know, like nominated for a bunch. I'm like, what? How did I miss this? I missed it because I thought when people talked about her, they were talking about Belinda Carlisle. And then, and like, just like, what did I just miss? Where have I been?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's, you're just at the early stage of things dating you.
Yeah. Oh, it's a little freaky.
It is a little bit freakish. Yeah, absolutely. My only saving grace is my wife is very diverse in what she listens to and kind of keeps me somewhat apprised of things. And then I've got a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old who are pretty immersed in that kind of culture. So they'll get a chuckle that I don't know it, but they'll give me a little information. So that's good. But that's about my only, that's my only lifeline anymore.
But don't you feel that way with movies now too? Like, even if you still watch movies and love them, there is no time in life anymore to watch a movie 12 times and learn its quotes. Like,
yeah,
Napoleon Dynamite, after, you know, in college, after a bunch of beers, you sit there and you watch that every night for a week. Yeah, you can quote that movie. But who has that kind of time anymore?
Well, you've got a good point. Some of the suggestions from a really significant thread on this, you tell them I'm coming and hell's coming with me, which of course is from Tombstone. 121 gigawatts, great Scott. I don't have recognition of.
Yeah, I don't either.
Is it
Back to the Future?
I don't know. Mike, you're going to have to get me in on that one. So I got that going for me, which is nice. Of course, Carl from Caddyshack. Pretty hard to argue that one. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Now, that is right at the top of the list. Al Pacino and
is it Scarface? I've got Pacino in it. I'm just trying
to
remember.
No. That's from The Godfather. But that's Marlon Brando. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. That's a pretty good one.
That's made it in, right? We use that in our everyday language now.
Yes.
Whether we're trying to quote a movie or not, those are the really good ones.
Yes, isn't that the truth? Slim Pickens in Blazing Saddles, which, by the way, if you spend a little time with Blazing Saddles, you can probably come away with 5 or 10 from that movie. But we're going to need a blank load of dimes from Slim Pickens. The context is that the posse comes to a toll gate in the middle of the desert as they're going to destroy Rock Ridge. There's about 20 of them in the posse. And, of course, the joke is they could just go around the toll gate, but he sends someone back to go get a bunch of dimes. Pretty funny stuff. JP weighing in. There is no way you come from my loins. When I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth. I'm familiar with that, but I couldn't place it.
Wow, I don't know that one.
I couldn't place it. JP also weighing in. Come out to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs. John McCain in the heating duct during Die Hard, obviously. How about this? And everyone cringes a little bit when you hear this, but how about We're Not in Kansas Anymore?
Yeah, I mean, that's another one.
I mean,
that's
a pretty solid one, isn't it?
Worked its way into vernacular, so you don't even, you have to stop and like think about how far back it goes, you know. God, that's Wizard of Oz, but we don't even think about that anymore. And it's probably been used in 100 other movies too. So
there
it's
are
like,
two, yeah, right. There are two movies in 1939 that have given us two of the greatest lines of all time. That's, I think, one of them. We're Not in Kansas Anymore, at least for those of us in Kansas, because how many times have we been at NCAA tournaments or at games with teams involving from the state of Kansas, and you see those idiot signs that come up, hey, you're not in Kansas anymore. Okay, well, so it goes. But the other one may be the most famous of all time, from Gone with the Wind. Exit speech, last line, mic drop. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. It's one of the greats of all time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's there for you. The Cindio Twitter question of the day. That a boy, Shane. Nice job. He, by the way, is with the Shocker baseball team. You can follow their progress tonight right here. We're back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.